Hey, this morning we're going to talk 4-H. Katie Bateman is here with us this morning. She's the Cass County Youth Coordinator with Iowa State University Extension, which means she's in charge of all things 4-H, among other things that she handles for the Extension Service. Thanks for coming in.
Yes, thanks for having me.
4-H is always in season, right?
It is. We never stop. Well, Kate and I were joking this morning or earlier this week about how we're people tell us all the time, well, we must be so, golly gee,
thankful that fair's over?
Yes.
Now you're slowing
down. What do we do the rest of the year? We only do fair. There's so much that we do all year long.
Yeah, you just sit around the office, wait till fair rolls around.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not even close.
Not at all.
And actually, this is now, with the start of the new school year, once things kind of get settled in, this kind of becomes the start of the new 4-H year, if you really want to look at it that way, because now is when you're really looking to get enrollment started.
Right. So our 4-H program year runs September 1 until the end of August. So you can join 4-H any time during that period, I like to get people started here in the fall and winter so they can get the most out of that 4-H experience. And then if they want to exhibit and be part of the Cass County Fair, just need to enroll by May 15th to join a club.
Sure. Well, Katie, who can join 4-H?
Everyone. All youth. So it is grade-based. So kindergarten through 12th graders can be in 4-H. So we have 8 Clover Kid Clubs to join for those kindergarten through 3rd graders. And then we have 11 4-H groups as well for 4th through 12th graders. So you don't have to join a certain area or special interest. It's just kind of whatever club makes the most sense for you and your family.
And, you know, if you don't come from a 4-H family, one with a history of 4-H in your family, or let's say you just kind of think you're not sure that 4-H is for you, it still is for
it
you.
Is.
You can try it.
Yes. So you can always go and reach out to a club leader, reach out to a friend if your kids have friends at school that are in 4-H, see what club they're in, and go to one and just see what a club meeting is like. Get the vibes for it, right? We want you to fit in somewhere. And then ask questions at that meeting, ask questions to me, other members, and then from there you can make a decision if you want to join that club or another club.
Mm-hmm. Are there still a lot of misconceptions about 4-H? You know, things like, you know, I don't have large animals, so my kid can't show at fair, so there's no sense in joining 4-H, or, you know, I live in town, I don't live out on the farm, so there's no sense in it. Those have all changed.
Yes, absolutely. We have a lot of members that actually don't have any animals. We have a ton of members that don't live on the farm. They're living in town, in Atlantic. We have some members that only focus on like food nutrition or photography project. They don't all have animals. You can do about anything in 4-H.
And even if you join 4-H and find that, okay, maybe that's really not what I thought it was, or it doesn't seem to have the things I want it to have, just ask, right?
Yes. There are so many different project areas, so many different interest areas. So it's really driven on what you are interested in, what you want to do. I have project resources and guides on all sorts of material from entomology, home improvement, space, aerospace, flying, STEM, so many different areas that you can focus on and do projects on. If you like cooking and baking, we have different workshops throughout the year that you can participate in. So you'll attend your club meetings and then look for other opportunities too that relate to your project areas, and then add that to your record book. So we want you to be keeping track of goals throughout the year. And even if you don't accomplish your goals by the end of the year, 4-H is about making the best better. And why didn't you accomplish that goal? And reflecting on your successes for the year.
And you don't necessarily have to start in kindergarten with Clover Kids. You can start at any time.
Yes. We have new members usually in about every grade, kinder through 12th grade. Kids tend to get busy in high school, so we don't have as many new members coming in those age ranges. But any age range you can come. You don't have to start from the beginning and from school. Join when it makes the most sense to you.
Now, 4-H used to be very, I guess, kind of regional, you know. Mm-hmm. If you lived in this neighborhood, this is the 4-H club you belong to. If you lived down here, this is the club you belong to. But now you've got clubs that really in some cases, specialize in certain things and look for kids with certain interests. But it's very flexible for joining right now, right?
Very flexible. So like I said, we want you to join a club. It doesn't matter if it is your township or if it's a neighboring one. So Cowpokes is very horse focused. Some of the other clubs are very animal focused, so that may not be the right 4-H club for you to join. If you're more project based, you can go where it meets your schedule and the vibes. If your kids get along with other kids, and that some of the clubs are also have more of the seniors involved. Some of them have more of those younger kids involved. So the clubs over time just kind of take on a different shape based on the kids' interests and ages. So you're not locked into one club. If you want to test them out, if you want to switch around and try different ones, you're more than welcome to do so. We have kids that go all the way across the county to be in a club. So they live in Cumberland and go to a club in Griswold. I have kids that also go outside of county lines to be in a 4-H club. So we don't have a shooting sports club here in Cass County because the schools do shooting sports. So we've let them take that part. But I do have kids interested in shooting sports. And so they participate in East Pot Shooting Sports Club. Mm-hmm. I have other kids that live in Guthrie County that participate here in Cass County. I have some, I'm sure, that are Cass County residents that go to surrounding counties. So 4-H really is whatever works best for you and your family's schedule and date, time, location of meetings.
You bet. Well, and many parents rightfully want to know what their kids are involved in. Do you encourage parent involvement in 4-H?
Yes. 4-H is definitely a family activity. So you get out of 4-H what you put into it. So if you really want the whole family to be involved and engaged and participate in an activity or event together, this is definitely something that all kids, kinder through 12th, and then usually we have a few other siblings too that are a little bit younger, participate and come and hang out at all of those meetings. So there's usually a role or a place for those 4-H members to participate. So we have Fall Fest coming up October 11th. And so the club members will work their booth, their club booth station. And so they'll sign up for different shifts to be in charge of their club booth. So that would be something that the whole family could participate, the kids could work, and then the other kids can go play and have a good time at that. So 4-H is a very family focused, and all are welcome at the meetings too. I like it when the parents stay so they can hear the information and upcoming events and dates that are happening for the county. And so they can write those down and make sure that everything is in line and taken care of, especially when becomes deadline season to get enroll and make fair entries and turn in applications for youth council and that kind of thing. It's helpful to have multiple sets of eyes on those deadlines and applications.
Well, we know a lot about the short-term benefits of 4-H involvement. Kids get involved in things. They're doing it with family and friends. They're learning about things that they might not have otherwise picked up on and finding out what they have a passion about. But what about the long-term benefits of 4-H and guiding someone through all those years? Do you find that the skills and the abilities that they develop through 4-H help them later in life?
Absolutely. So there's national index studies that National 4-H puts out every year, and Iowa has a good group of kids that participate in those surveys, and so we get a good chunk of those results back as well. So they're like 4 times more likely to make healthy decisions and communicate well with their peers and get along and make good choices and give back to their community. So there's definitely that research in the studies, and I've just seen it. I was a 4-H myself, so I know that I am better today because I was in 4-H and had all of these opportunities. I was just talking today actually with she probably graduated in 17 or 18, has a career at a big company in ag and is traveling for her job, working from home, doing fantastic things, loves her job and passion, reached out to me and was talking about 4-H and how it's impacted her life. And she's very glad that she's had those opportunities to come through the 4-H program and wanted to give back to the community. So we had a very nice conversation about that. It's just cool to see these kids graduate and still thinking about 4-H.
Do you remember your first 4-H meeting?
I do. I cried.
But you came back.
I did. Still came. I cried a lot in 4-H, but I learned so much in 4-H. And I think those moments that I cried, it was tough, but I felt safe. And I knew that people encouraged me, and it wasn't going to be the end of the world. And it was a good, positive space for me to learn some of those really hard lessons. I missed some application deadlines, and I got some red ribbons at fair. And I cried standing in front of people on a microphone, which now doesn't happen. So I can see growth in myself, in my communication skills, and just confidence overall really has made me who I am because of all these 4-H experiences.
You bet. Well, in Cass County, we're blessed to have such good support. Yes. As well. You've got tons of people volunteering. I'm sure you could always use more.
Yep.
Everyone can. But you've got a lot of good volunteers, some of them parents, some of them not necessarily parents
right.
anymore of current 4-Hers. And also the financial support you get is second to none, because 4-H
really?
Is the right price here.
It is. It's free, which isn't all that common all around. So we have, of course, our annual pancake supper, which happens in March every year. And because of the donations and support from the community at that, they cover, Cass County Endowment Committee and Cass County Extension Council cover the cost, which is about $45 for 4-H members to participate annually. So we take that $45 off the table for you right off the bat. So anyone can join, participate. Yeah.
No reason not to at least investigate the opportunities.
Right. Give it a chance.
And is it difficult to enroll?
No. It's an online system that we have. 4-H Online. You'll make a login, a password. Remember your password. And you can add all your kids to that one profile. If you want to be a volunteer, you can sign up as well, put your information in there. And for the most part, every year it repopulates, and so it'll move you up. So once you get your profile started, it should just continue to build with you year after year. Some things you have to add in, and then you'll hit submit on that system, and I'll get a notification and reach out to you and if you have any questions.
Clover Kids for kids K through third grade, and we've got full-on 4-H and several different club opportunities for kids fourth through 12th grade. We've been talking a lot about the kids and the benefits there, but give the adults a sales pitch. Why should they kind of push their children into taking a look at 4-H?
Yeah, it gives great opportunity for kids to gain new skills. It's a good way to bond and for them to meet peers and people, other kids that aren't just in their school grade. Gives them a chance to stand up in front of their 4-H group and give an educational presentation and talk about something that they're passionate about. Clover Kids, same thing. They do a little show and tell to other kinder through third graders. So gives them different opportunities to give back to their community and have leadership skills and communicate with others.
Yeah, exactly. The last one is really important. In a world where we spend so much time communicating through technology, it's refreshing to have an opportunity for students to learn how to communicate face-to-face with others.
Yes, all of our meetings are face-to-face. Most of what we do countywide is in-person conversations, events, activities. I do send out monthly newsletters, so there's some reading of newsletters with upcoming dates and events and activities, but for the most part, I love a good phone conversation with people. I will
line,
answer the phone.
That's right. Bottom line is, join 4-H.
Let's talk. Yes.
Yeah, join 4-H. Take a look at the opportunities there. Now would be the time to do that. Katie Bateman in with us this morning, Cass County Youth Coordinator. She'd be loving to have lots of new 4-Hers in the program this year, right?
Absolutely.